Archaeologists believe the City of Dreams is buried beneath the ruins of Machu Picchu in South America. Ask an anthropologist, and he'll tell you the City of Dreams is somewhere in the Australian outback. Its precise location encoded in the low moans of the didgeridoo, waiting for someone to decipher it. Some say it's in Arkham, Massachusetts. Or hidden in the secret network of tunnels under Moscow, whose existence is denied to this day. But I'm here to tell you the truth. You want to know where the City of Dreams is? Look around.
Hello, this is Brian Smith, executive producer for Sci-Fi.com's Seeing Ear Theater. By now, probably most of you have heard about the tragic incidents last week in Manistee County, New Jersey. We at the Sci-Fi Channel have always taken an active interest in helping serve the community. To that end, and with the consent of writer and fellow executive producer J. Michael Straczynski, we are foregoing tonight's regular broadcast of The City of Dreams. The tape you are about to hear was found and turned over to the Manistee County Sheriff's Office 2 nights ago. Because of the difficulty in getting TV or radio stations to air nearly 30 minutes of audio tape, they have asked us to run it here in hopes that someone out there might be able to identify any of the voices that appear on the tape. Anyone with any information is asked to contact the Manistee County Sheriff's Department or leave word here via email. Thank you.
Check. Okay, Tuesday, July 18th, 2000, 9 a.m. Beginning private investigation per Jacobson contract. I hope you don't mind if I record this.
No, it's fine, I guess. It
just makes it easier to keep track of things, you know?
Oh, okay, here you go. Waffles are for...
Oh, they're for me, thanks.
All right, let me know if you need more coffee.
Oh, we will. Thank you. Oh, can I have the,
Oh, sure. Here.
Thanks. Now, so you were talking about your husband.
Oh, yes. I've applied for a restraining order to keep him away. And it's mainly for the children, you know.
Uh-huh.
And they don't understand why Daddy's so angry all the time. And, you know, neither do I, really. But there's a certain point where his problems... aren't my problems anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, has the divorce gone through yet?
Mm-hmm. Soon. The lawyers, you know, they just...
Yes,
you know,
I do.
They take forever. So I need you to document whatever you can for me. When I go in to get the restraining order against him, I want all my ducks...
So we can't drag out the process, right?
Exactly.
Now, can you tell me a little bit more about your situation? You said you were living in...
Oh, Clairfield.
Right.
Yeah, it's just inside Manistee County.
Mm-hmm.
That's C-L-A-R-E-F.
No, that's okay. You don't have to spell it out. I know the area.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to help.
No, I understand. That's okay.
Yeah.
Just keep going.
No, I've never been interviewed on tape before. Makes me a little bit nervous.
That's okay.
Anyway, it's a religious community. There's about 20, 23 of us there now.
Now, you mean a commune, or...?
No, a community. Yeah.
Okay.
There's none of the, well, I mean, most of us are couples, you know, but there's nothing going on there between the couples or anything.
It's not a sex thing.
Oh. you do get right to the point, don't you?
Well, it's what I get paid for. Okay, go on.
Yeah, it's,
Excuse me, miss... could I have a warm-up on this?
No, sure. Here you go.
Okay, sorry. You were saying.
Well, it's a peaceful community, based on mutual cooperation and understanding. You know, everybody has their role. Some cook, some sew. Well, others work around the house, or some keep jobs down in Clairfield to help support the rest.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about meditation and discipline, you know. And, well, my husband, He didn't take to the idea as well as he thought he might. Still, he stuck it out for a while. Through the birth of the children, you know, in the next 5 years.
He sounds pretty dedicated to me.
Yes, yes, he was. But, he just began to get a little odd, I guess. I mean, he started acting paranoid and losing his temper all the time, which, I mean, I can handle it. You know, I've had worse, but the other couples and the children, you know, they didn't understand. And then one day, he just took off.
And he wanted you to go with him.
Yes. But, you know, he isn't my life anymore. This is my life. My children are my life. He's not a well man. I put his medical record in there with the rest of the papers for you. He had some counseling before he walked out. You know, I'm afraid that he'll do something to hurt the children. Or me. Once the divorce goes through.
Okay, all right. Look, I think this is pretty much everything I need for now.
Oh. So what do you do from here?
Paperwork, talk to some people, and talk to your husband.
Oh. Are you sure that that's a good idea?
Oh, yeah, it is. I've seen other situations where people back off once they know a PI's been engaged. And you can save yourself a lot of time and money that can... Oh, just a second. Subject interview, 12:17 p.m. Approaching front door. No one appears to be in the house. Okay, I'm going to go around back. Hey! Hello! Mr. Jacobson? Hi. My name's Mark.
Yeah, I know who you are. I got nothing to say to you. I want you gone, pal. This is private property.
And it's a nice place. It's a good little garage workshop you got going here. And I hear you got a new job. You work in construction, right?
Yeah. Look, I don't have anything to say to you.
Okay, just let me get right to the point. Now, I can either be a pain in the ass, or I can help you work things out here, like grown men, without dragging the courts into this. You got a new job, man. You've got a lot to protect.
There's nothing to work out.
Look, your wife's afraid of you. Your kids are afraid of you. Sounds to me like you got at least two things we can work out, right?
Your kids are afraid of me? There's a joke for you. They're not even my kids.
What do you mean?
Let me ask you a question. Who do you work for? The community, or do you work for her?
I was retained by your wife.
So you got no vested interest in that place?
Man, I am just doing a job here.
And then let me tell you something. If I were you, I would quit while I was ahead. You don't know what the hell you're getting into.
Look, all I know is what your wife told me, that you've been threatening her and the kids.
I told you they're not my kids. It's that damn Jeremiah, the guy running Clairefield. They're his kids, all of them. Not just hers, all the women they got up there. But he's just a part of it all. I mean, he's just a conduit. He's
Whoa, a conduit for what?
Look, I don't want to talk about this anymore. I mean, nothing I can say now is going to make a damn bit of difference anyway.
All right. When I said the children were frightened of you, you said it was funny.
No. I said it was a joke. Not that it was funny, because there's not a day that goes by that I am not afraid of them or what they're going to become.
Afraid enough to try and hurt them?
You are a damn fool. You know that? You don't know what you've got a hold of. Hey, if you're not careful, it might end up getting you killed.
Is that a threat?
Hey, you can take it any way you want. I mean, you wouldn't believe me anyway. Now, why don't you just get going before I call the cops?
All right, then it looks like we'll end up doing this the hard way.
Yeah, looks like.
Oh, one more thing I'm curious about.
What?
You always wear a gun when you're working?
Hey, it's my ranch, it's registered, and it's legal. And it's my right. I mean, if you had seen what I'd seen, you'd carry one yourself.
Well, as a matter of fact, I do. Difference is I can carry mine outside and you can't. So I suggest you don't try it.
Hey, take a hike, buddy.
Hey, stay away from your wife and stay away from the kids. Any more threats, any more problems, and there will be repercussions.
So what can you tell me about...
Wait. You want me to talk in front of a recorder?
No, it's just for my...
Look, I got 10 years in the police department. I shouldn't even be talking to you, let alone on tape.
Look, Frank.
Turn it off. Turn it off, or I'm not telling you a damn thing.
All right.
Hey, sweetie, can we get another... Jeez, he should have seen it when the lieutenant got home and found that sex doll in the trunk. I mean, can you imagine explaining that once in a while?
It's pretty damn funny, Frank, okay?
Yeah, we thought so.
All right. So what were you saying about Jeremiah?
Jeremiah, is that recorder on?
No, it's off.
Oh, why is the little red light on?
Low battery.
Hey, me too. I got a low battery right now myself.
Okay, I get it. Focus, Frank. Come on. Jeremiah.
It's just, we never have any problems with him or his people, you know? I mean, everybody who goes up there stays up there. Yeah, except the ones who come into town to work. Yes, you may as well leave the world of the living altogether, I say. Most of the time, the only trouble we get is from other people, like this guy you talked to the other day.
So you met him before?
Oh, chased him off once or twice when he showed up threatening folks up at the household.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, one night he was real drunk. Said he was going to drive his car right into the middle of the main house. Blow them all straight to hell.
Really?
Yeah, well, he spent the night as our guest for that one.
No, you consider this a cult or something?
Madam. Yeah, sometimes. I mean, who the hell am I to say what is or isn't a cult, you know? They don't go around all dressed in black slicing up pussycats. That's what you mean. They don't go around wearing orange tablecloths in bus stations and asking for money. Just, you know, regular folks. So, I don't know.
Sometimes no, sometimes yeah.
You know, we had Here, keep the torch. We had a woman come through here about a year ago.
Yeah, about a year ago.
Okay. She was living up at the household, and she called us up all hysterical, saying there was weird stuff going on up there. Well, we checked it out. Never found anything strange. A couple of Jeremiah's people asked us in for coffee and cake, showed us anything we wanted to see. Real nice people. The other thing I learned about real nice people.
No, what?
You can't trust them. Anyway, we wrote it off to hysterics. She was pregnant at the time, and, well, if you've ever had a pregnant wife, sometimes they can get unpredictable, you know, fly off the handle, you know how it is.
Right. So what happened to her? What happened to her?
She ran away, took up with some relatives about 20 miles up in Danvers. Died in childbirth a month later.
Wow.
I never could figure that one out. Young woman, strong, fit, just up and dies like that.
Huh, really?
How about the baby?
No, it didn't survive.
Really? Well, funny thing about that, I asked the coroner about it since it's still Manistee County business, and that's, you know, that's my job, ask questions.
Sure.
Well, he wouldn't give me a straight answer. Just said that the baby wasn't right, and that it was better for everyone that had never made it. The rest of the kids up there seem fine, healthy, fit, no signs of abuse. The only strange thing about them is they're quiet. I mean, they're real quiet.
How do you mean?
Well, whenever we showed up, they'd watch us go in, watch us talk, just watch us. But those quiet kind of eyes never spoke unless they were spoken to, never... Never saw kids that quiet before. I got this.
July 19th, 7 p.m. Subject's records arrived from Manistee PD. Credit check in hand from TRW. Background files on Clearfield, the standard extras. Prior to 6 months ago, subject's records indicate no violent tendencies, no criminal record, good credit. Some DMV moving violations, ran a couple of red lights. Otherwise, pretty clean. So I'm still waiting for the interstate records to come in. Betsy!
Yeah?
Where the hell are those doctor's records? I had them right here.
Second drawer, red folder.
What the hell's it doing there?
I thought you were done with it.
I was. Just want to take another look at it.
Anything else?
No. Thanks. Unethical.
Come on, Mark. I know you too long. The only guy who did more recording when he shouldn't have was Nixon. And you saw how he ended up.
Yeah, okay. Record me.
What was your question?
I got this guy I'm investigating. And up until 6 months ago, he's totally clean.
Mm-hmm.
No police record, no history of violent behavior. Perfectly stable in every way I can see. But I gotta justify a restraining order if I need one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway.
So what have you got?
Doctor's report. Not much detail. Mentions he suffers from paranoid delusions, considered unstable and potentially violent.
Mm-hmm.
I called the number, but the doctor must have moved or something because it doesn't work anymore. I've got some people trying to dig up a new contact number for him. But meanwhile, I guess, this is what I'm wondering. Is it possible for a guy to just go nuts one day? Just start acting dangerous, threatening people, have a nervous breakdown.
No, stop. That's no such thing as a nervous breakdown. Show me the nerves that break down.
You know what I mean.
You're asking me to make a long-distance prognosis on very little data. Look, for as much as you hear about somebody just going off one day and shooting up a post office, when you dig just a little more, you invariably find a history of disturbed behavior. Something. Violence, an abusive environment, drugs, alcohol. Was this guy a user?
No, I don't think he even drinks.
Hmm. All right, well, anyway. In my experience, and you may want to talk to someone with more clinical experience with, violent psychosis than me.
Right.
But in my experience, people just don't go nuts one day. You know, something may happen, and maybe that something is real, and maybe it isn't. But there has to be some kind of trigger.
Huh.
What?
Well, I was just thinking, you think it might be enough of a shock if this guy found out his wife was having an affair with somebody else? That maybe his kids weren't legitimately his?
Beats me. I guess it would depend on how he found out and who the father was and, you know, that sort of thing.
Interesting. Okay, thanks, Doc.
Yeah, it's okay. Well, can I go back to sleep? You know, I'm going up to Red Lake tomorrow. Have you ever been bass fishing?
No, I'm going up. I had some questions, and I...
No, you shouldn't be here. I mean, you shouldn't come without calling first.
I was just in the area. I figured I may as well stop in as call. If it's a problem, if something's wrong, I can always...
No, it's not a problem.
And you are...
Jeremiah.
Oh, then you're the man in charge.
Sometimes I like to think so. Then I go lay down until it passes.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to intrude.
Of course you did. That's your job, after all. Though I understand that this time you're on the side of the angels. helping Sister Sarah with her difficult situation.
Well, I'm trying, but I don't know the full situation here, and I thought if I could check out the place, talk to anyone else who could testify about his violent temper.
I'm afraid the only people who could help you with that are away in town.
Oh.
Well, but I'd be happy to show you around the household.
Jeremiah, it's not necessary.
It's all right, Sarah. If it helps your situation, I'm happy to spend the time. Here, this way. This is the children's wing. We operate our own school here for all our little ones.
They're awfully quiet for kids.
They're raised to be polite. Speak when spoken to. Say hello, children.
Hello, Jeremiah.
And how are you all today?
Fine, thank you.
Interesting.
What is...
Well, they all look a little like you, don't you think?
I don't.
Jeremiah?
Are you recording this?
No.
You are.
Well, it must have come on by accident. I'm sorry. It couldn't have been on for more than a second.
Turn it off, Mark.
Sure, just let me get to it.
Turn it off right now.
Testing. Test. Test.
See? I told you, it works just fine. There's nothing wrong
with it. Yeah, now. But what about next time I use it?
It'll be just fine then, too.
I mean, I just brought it in to have the heads cleaned 2 weeks ago,
Chad. I realize that.
I make my living with this thing. I can't have it screwing me up.
It didn't screw you up. I checked it up one side and down the other, Mark. The mic's fine. The frequency range is right about where it should be for a recorder that size.
And what the hell was all that static?
It wasn't static.
What are you talking about? I heard it myself.
It wasn't static. Here, listen to this. I transferred the problem area to the diagnostic recorder before I put the tape back in again, right? I figured if I could get a sonic signature on the distortion, I could backtrack it to the source.
What does that mean?
It means that the source isn't the recorder.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
Listen to this. Hold on a second. Listen to this.
Why about his violent temper?
I'm afraid the only people who could help you with that are...
See, there it is.
I'm not arguing. But if it was the recorder, we'd hear it on all the voices. Every one of them, not just a few. And right now, as far as I can tell, the sound is just behind this Jeremiah guy and behind the kids.
Wow. So, what is it then?
I don't know. That's what I was trying to figure out. So I isolated it, then I ran it through the system, boosted the baseline, I ran it through a couple filters, equalizers, the whole bit. Check this out. This is what I got.
What the hell is that?
I was kind of hoping you could tell me. I have never heard anything like it.
I don't have any idea.
You know what? You better turn that off. You're wasting the battery.
Oh, right. Okay.
So late, but the...
It's okay. It's,
What's that sound?
Just adjusting the phone. What time is it?
A little after two. A little after two.
Okay, listen. If this is about your wife...
Only partly. Look... I checked you out with some people I know. They say you're okay. You can be trusted.
Well, that's good to know.
Well, anyway, I want to warn you about what's going on. I want you to understand about my wife, about all of them, what they're doing.
Well, you said you were upset because she was allegedly having an affair with Jeremiah.
Not allegedly. That's not why I'm upset. Look, can you just listen to me for like 2 minutes?
Okay.
2 minutes.
Go ahead.
I knew she was sleeping with Jeremiah. It was the same for all the women in the household. We understood the rules going in. I even knew the kids were Jeremiah's. I was okay with it, but... How can I do this? Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't even know how to say this without sounding insane. Jeremiah's a conduit.
Okay. A conduit to what?
Some force from this other side. I don't know exactly what they are, but whatever it is, they're not human.
Uh-huh.
You shine me on. Man, look, I know how it sounds. I didn't believe it. Didn't want to believe it, but I saw too many things that I couldn't explain. I saw it in the eyes of those kids. Jeremiah's kids. You've seen them. They're not like the rest of us. There's something different about them. Something alien. Dangerous. At night, when they're alone or when they're threatened, they change. They actually change.
Into what?
I only saw it once. I wasn't supposed to be there. They didn't know that I can't even describe it. It's like your eyes refuse to focus on them as if the lines and the geometries are wrong. Everything about them is wrong because they don't belong here. It's like part of them is here and the rest of them is this other place trying to push through that. That's why I left. They knew what I'd seen. And they've been keeping tabs on me ever since, following me around and trying to prove that I'm insane. But I'm telling you, I am not. They aren't human. And you have to be careful.
Okay. I understand. I really appreciate the warning, and I'll certainly try to be careful.
You don't believe me.
No, I'm just saying that I will...
Look, I don't believe me. I'll prove it to you. Now, you wait. I'm going to prove it to everybody.
Okay, take it easy now. Hey. Hello? Hello? Ah, damn it.
Good news. I appreciate you taking the time to see me. Now, I know it's late, but this is the soonest I could get here.
Oh, it's all right. Do you have to have that on?
No, it's okay. It's just for my personal records. Now, like I said on the phone, I got a call from your husband last night that gives us all the ammunition we need to get a restraining order.
What did he say?
Well, I stopped by on the way up here and saw a judge I know up in the Manistee County seat. And he says if I can get a doctor to sign off on the transcript, he can get me a restraining order by the end of the week.
What did he say?
It was crazy stuff. He's definitely delusional. He thinks
did you know that he just bought 500 pounds of fertilizer?
What?
It just showed up on my credit card. It's still linked with his. The same kind of fertilizer used to blow up the Oklahoma Federal Building.
Oh, my God. He said he would show me.
What was that?
Gunshot. Quick, dial 911.
But I...
No,
I
stay
didn't.
Here.
Kids, get out of here. Get in your rooms and lock the doors.
Jeremiah! Jeremiah, show yourself! Jeremiah!
Jesus.
That's enough.
Jeremiah!
Don't go any further.
What are you
it's
doing?
It's all right. We have the situation under control. Put that gun away.
No, you don't understand. He's inside the building.
We have the situation under control. There is a more pressing situation. We believe there is a van parked somewhere outside. It may contain explosives. If he has a timer or a remote control...
The police can take care of that.
There may not be time. We need you to move it away. Do whatever you can.
No!
I gotta stop him!
Don't go down there!
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
I don't know if this will do any good. I don't know if anyone will find this, but... they've been combing the woods around Clearfield, looking for me. I've seen them change. I've seen the way they stay close to the ground, sniffing the wind like dogs, crawling straight up the side of the house like spiders for a better look. And their eyes are twice normal size. Golden. Never blinking. Eyes that look here from, I don't know, somewhere else. Somewhere far away. A place that was never meant to touch this place. If I go for the car, they'll kill me. If I stay here and try to walk the 4 miles to town, sooner or later they're going to find me and they'll kill me. They'll never let me leave here with what I know. Any way you look at it, I'm dead. There's only one thing I can do. I gotta finish this job. I found the van. I think he planned to detonate it remotely, but they caught him before he could get away. And he didn't want to lead them back to the van. Back to the explosives. Maybe he was hoping that I'd be able to do what he couldn't. He said I was a good man. I love you, Jesse.